Tirak Dish tells us the Pashas Vayishlach Vayivoche Yaakov Levadei Vayivot Ovek Yishima Yadavitz HaShocha Vayaki Leyocholei Vayiga Vekaf Yerechoi Vatik Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov Vaofke Yimei. Tirak Dish tells us that Yaakov Evinu had a mochoma with Tzori Shal Esau Shmer Mochoma, Sorry Shal Esau, Chazal tells us in the Gemara in Masechta Chulin, Vayovek Yishimoi, Hela Ovek, they put up the fight and they put up Ovok, put up dirt that reached until the Kisei HaKovet. It means there was a Mochoma Kveda between Yaakov Avinu and Sorry Shal Esau, the Koyach Hara and the Bria, and Yaakov Avinu had a pagam, Vayaki Lo Yocheloi, wasn't able to win over him, but Vayiga Bekaf Yerechai Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov Veofke Imoi. Somewhat he made a touch, something he touched him, and Yaakov Avinu was touched that he was Zeleal Yerechai, until it says later that he was Vayizrich Lo Yashemesh, and he came to Abirifu Vayov Yaakov Sholem, like it says later in the parasha. Let us see Dvarim Niflom Admiyot. Tirak Dosha tells us, Alkein Le Yechlu Bnei Yisrael Ez Gid Anoshe Ashal Kaf HaYorech Ad Yoy Mazeh Ki Noga Bekaf Yerech Yaakov B'Gid Anoshe. Why don't we eat the Gid Anoshe? Because of this Maisa that happened here at Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Chazal tell us in Masechtas Tainus the day of Tisha B'Av it says Kora Lehmoyet Lishboi Bachuroi. There Tisha B'Av is Korelai Moyet. Which day is Korelai Moyet? Chazal tell us it goes on the Inyan of Rosh Chodesh. Where does it go on the Inyan of Rosh Chodesh? That the year when Klal Yisrael sent Meraglim to go up to Eretz Yisrael, to see Eretz Yisrael, Chodesh Tammuz was Malya Melui, was Malay Chodesh Tammuz. They went to Eretz Yisrael, they went 40 days. Ayivku Balayla Ahu, what night was it that they came back? They came back on Tisha B'Av. Oysa Alayla, that's the night that the Chalal Yisrael was told, Atem Bechisem Bechia Shal Chinom, Ani Ekvelachem Bechia Shal Deiris. That was the Chub Mamikdash was caused. We have to understand simple Pshat Negemara. What's the difference if they came back on Tisha B'Av or they came back on Asara B'Av? If Thomas would have been not Mole, then the Meraglim would have came back on Asara B'Av. If the Thomas is Mole, the Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av. What's the difference when they came back? If they would have came back on this day, if they would have come back on this day, Klal Yisrael would have accepted what the Meraglim said, and the Klal Yisrael would have listened to the Meraglim, and either Tisha B'Av would have been Tisha B'Av, or Tisha B'Av would have been Yud B'Av. But what does one have to do with the other? If it was Mole or Chosa, if Meraglim, if there is a Chub Mamikdash, there isn't a Chub Mamikdash. Let us try to understand things that are a little bit beyond our comprehension, but are very important for us to understand. Chazal Amagala Os Adover Nifla Admiyot. This Maisa of Yaakov Avinu with Tzori Shel Esav. When did Yaakov Avinu meet up with Tzori Shel Esav? What night of the year did Yaakov Avinu meet up with Tzori Shel Esav? That Maisa happened on the night of Tisha B'Av. That Maisa of Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov Be'ov Ke'imai. When was Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov? That happened on the night of Tisha B'Av. Not only did that happen on the night of Tisha B'Av, now the Heiligich Sam Sefer is Megalos Edov Anifla Admiyot. In the Drosha Chassam Sefer, in the Drosha on Aleph Sukkis, he tells us that it was Nizgalim from Min HaShamayim, that the word Yerech has in it a Rosh Tevis of Yam Rokia Kisei. Chazal tell us by the Tzitzis, Cheles Doimele Yam, Yam Doimele Rekia, Rekia Doimele Kisei. There are three Dargis, there's Yam, there's Rekia and Kisei. I don't want to go into the Arichas HaDvarim of the Heilige Chassam Sefer, but the Chassam Sefer tells us that the word Yerech has in it all three, and when it says Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, it means to say that he only was able to touch the Chaf of the word Yerech, which is the chof of the word Yerech, is the kisei. And what is the kisei? Kisei kovod moroim meirishain is the Beis Hamikdash. Vateika kaf Yerech Yaakov tells us like some sefer, and it's based on a Shloah Kodesh, that Vateika kaf Yerech Yaakov means the chof of the word Yerech. The chof of the word Yerech was touched, and Churma Mikdash was caused then in this Melchama of Yaakov Avinu with Sarei Shel Esav. What was Sarei Shel Esav able to touch? He was able to touch the Beis Hamikdash. On what night did Sarei Shel Esav come and have a shlita on Yaakov Avinu? On the night of Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av is a day when Sarei Shel Esav had a koyach. And therefore, Alkein Lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael Es Gid Anoshe. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that somebody that eats on Tisha B'Av is as if he eats the Gid Anoshe. Because there are 365 days in the year, and every one of these 365 days is Keneged one of the Lavin. And which Lav is the Lav day of Tisha B'Av Keneged? It's Keneged the Lav of Gid Anoshe. Because Gid Anoshe is what has to do with the Teiket Kaf Yerech Yaakov. And therefore, on that day, Yaakov Avinu had a gum in the Kisei HaKovet, in the Inyan of Kisei HaKovet, which is Morim Mirishim, which goes on the Beis Hamikdash, and the Beis Hamikdash was caused to be Chorus. So we know that the day of Tisha B'Av, Shlita of Esav, is very strong. The Meraglim left, and they had 40 days to go. If the Meraglim would have come back on Yud Ba'av, on Yud Ba'av, Yaakov Avinu was already Shalcheni Ka'ola Ashocha. It was already after the Begam of Ateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Yud Ba'av does not belong anymore to Esav HaRosha. Yud Ba'av is already after the Begam of Esav HaRosha. And that day doesn't have enough koyach to cause Klal Yisrael to do a chet. And the words of the Meraglim would have never been accepted by Klal Yisrael. The only reason the Halakha Sam Sefer tells us Klal Yisrael was able to hear the words of the Meraglim and they were able to cry. Why was it? Because the day of Tisha B'Av has a koyach of the shlita of the Sitra Achra. The Sitra Achra, the Esav, the koyach around the world has a terrible koyach on Tisha B'Av. And therefore the Meraglim's words were able to be accepted by Klal Yisrael. Zokta Pasek Kora Alay Moyez Lishbei Bachurei. You know why there was a Chub Mamikdash? You know why there was a Chet of Meraglim? Chet of Meraglim only happened because Tammuz was Mole. And because Tammuz was Mole, therefore it came out on Tisha B'Av. If Tammuz wouldn't have been Mole, then it would have came out on Yud Ba'av. And on Yud Ba'av there would have never been a Meraglim. And if there would never been a Meraglim, there would have never been a Churban, because Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone into Israel. There would have never been a Zman of Churban. So all goes back to the Shadish of all the days. Let us say a little bit more, that we should understand more how everything in history has a Shadish, has a dot from where everything comes from. The Chasam Sofer makes a Cheshbon Nifla Ad Mi'ot. Cheshbon Nifla Ad Mi'ot. If Tisha B'Av was Vateika Kaf Yerech Yaakov, that's when Yaakov Avinu met up with Sarei Shel Esav. We have to go back a few days and see exactly what happened. Yaakov Avinu ran away from Lavan HaRosha on Erev Rosh Chodesh Av. 7 days later, Lavan reached Yaakov Avinu was Vav Ba'av. On the day of Vav Ba'av, Lavan reached Yaakov Avinu. On the night of Zion Av, Lavan was sleeping. And the Rebbeinu Shalom came to Lavan, and Malach came to Lavan and Achalim. And on Zion of by day, Yaakov Avinu made a Krisas Bris with Lavan and Rasha. It says in Tarshish, when it says that Yaakov Avinu came, made a Krisas Bris, it says in the Heilige Torah that Lavan korele Yigar Sadusa, Yaakov korele Galeit. Yigar Sadusa are two words written in Aramish. The whole Torah Akdosha, everything is written in Lashon Kodesh. There are two words that are written in Aramish that are Yegar Sadusa. It says in the Agodosh of Pesach, Arami Oyved Ovi, Sifrei Kabbalah bring, Svarim bring from Sifrei Kabbalah, better said, that Arami, the two Aramisha words of Yigar Sadusa, that caused all the Golus. So on what day did Yaakov Avinu cause that there should be two Aramisha words in the Torah? On Zion of. What happened on Zion of? There came two Aramisha words into the Torah. On that day, they were able to go into the Heichal. On that day, the Goyim were able to enter the Heichal. Because if Heichal HaTeira was Nifrat, then on Zion of, Yigar Sadusa went into the Torah. So on Zion of, the Heichal also became Nifrat. Everything has a Shurish in the beginning. Everything has a Shurish in the beginning. And what is the Shurish of Chor Mamigdash? The Shurish of Chor Mamigdash is, Vateket Kaf Yerech Yaakov, Ve'ofkei Imoi, Ve'yiga Ve'kaf Yerechoi, he touched Kaf Yerechoi, and was Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, Ve'ofkei Imoi. Before we start learning a piece of Sasemis, after this Hakdama, and we'll start understanding a little bit more what this is, Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, Ve'ofkei Imoi, we're going to talk Dvarim Pshutim. What is the Yerech of Yaakov? What does it mean he was Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov? What is called the Yerech of Yaakov Avinu that he touched? We'll explain it in simple terms, what the Yerech of Yaakov Avinu is. Where is the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash come from? We're going to sit down on Tisha B'Av and cry on Chorb Mamikdash. What is Chorb Mamikdash? Let us say over a word which many of you have heard from me, but it's Kedai to repeat, just to continue the binyan that we're trying to build and try to bring out the nekuda that a person has to understand what Tisha B'Av is all about. The Beis HaMikdash, it says in Svarim, it's brought from the Belzeroth, they told it to Rebbe Chonon, says Magal Amukais Pe'esem the Yisayt, the Goyin talks about this Yisayt. The Beis HaMikdash was built from walls, not from Gashmiistic walls. The Beis HaMikdash truthfully was Ruchnius. Of course there were Gashmiistic walls, there were walls of Kedusha. Who brought down the Beis HaMikdash? The Ovis HaKadosh brought down the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal tell us in the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim, Yaakov korei Avram korei Har, Yitzchak korei Sode, Yaakov korei Bayis. What are these names? Why did Yaakov call it Bayis, Yitzchak a Sode, Avram Avinu a Har? Now the Megalos a Moridiki Gilui. Every wall of the Beis HaMikdash is a machne. Every wall of the Beis HaMikdash was built with a machne. The first wall of the Beis HaMikdash, the Megala Mukais, is Megalos, was built by the Ribbono Shel Olam, who brought down a machne of malachim. Machne is Begematria 103. Came Avraham Avinu and built the second wall of the Beis HaMikdash and added another 103, which is 206, which is Begematria Har with the Kehilat. Came Yitzchak and built a third wall, which is Begematria Sode, which is 309. Came Yaakov Avinu and built a fourth wall, which is 412, 4 times 103, which is Bayis. Came Moshe Rabbeinu and built the Dach of the Beis HaMikdash, the Gag of the Beis HaMikdash, and was Mespal 515 Tfilis, which is 5 times 103, and was Mespal 515 Tfilis to build the Gag of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash had four walls and a roof. Adkan Dvarei HaKadoshim from Tzadikei Elyoyim, and we will soon expand on it maybe a little bit more. But I want to add, and we spoke about it many times, a Beis HaMikdash is not enough five sides. Everything on this world has six sides. A binyan has a yisayit, a foundation. If there's no foundation, there's no binyan. Where was the sixth side of the Beis HaMikdash come from? Where did that sixth side come from? Where did the yisayit of Kedushas HaMikdash come from? The yisayit of Kedushas HaMikdash came from the bottom of Klal Yisrael, from the Yiddish Shtubim, from the Yiddish Bayis. The Beis HaMikdash did not start in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash started in the Bayis of every single Yid. In every single Yid's house, there's Kedushas HaMikdash. Every single Yid's house is the Beis HaMikdash Mi'at. Rashi HaKadosh writes in Sefer Paldes that Mechum HaMikdash, every single Bayis, is the Beis HaMikdash Mi'at, that the Rebbeinu Shalom left over Kedushas HaMikdash in the Ishvi Isha Shechina Shruyeh Beineihem. In that Shechot HaShechina that there is in the Yiddish Shtub, That's where Kedushas HaMikdash is. That's where Kedushas HaMikdash is. And that's where the Seid of Kedushas HaMikdash comes from. Ish is 311. Isha is 306. Together they are 618 with the Kedushin, 6 times 103. The sixth side of the Beit HaMikdash comes from a Yiddish Abayis. That's where the sixth side of the Beit HaMikdash comes from. Vayiga, Yankivivinu, animal Choma, on Kedushas HaBatim of Klal Yisrael. The Kedusha of Beit HaMikdash can't stand if the Kedushas HaBayis of Klal Yisrael wasn't the way it should be. Do you know why Chom HaMikdash happened? Not because the Beit HaMikdash was Charev, because Yiddish HaBatim were Charev. And when Yiddish HaBatim were Charev, there was no more Yisrael for the Beit HaMikdash. And a bias that doesn't have a foundation falls in. That's where Chob Mamikdash came from. Ateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Yerech Yaakov is Begematria Bias. He touched the Yerech of Yaakov. He touched the bottom of Klal Yisrael. He touched the Kedushas HaBayis of Klal Yisrael. He touched Yaya Yiddish Shtubim. It says in first Simon and Shulchan Aruch that a person that's Yerei Shamayim has to be Meitzer and Doig on Chob Mamikdash. And the Chiddush HaRem asked, and if you're not a Yirei Shemayim, you don't have to cry on Chob Mamikdash. And the Chiddush HaRem answered that if you're not a Yirei Shemayim, you have to cry on Chob Atzmai. The Chiddush HaRem didn't mean a vertical. The Chiddush HaRem made some sense of the wake up. We're crying on Chob Mamikdash. Why are we crying on Chob Mamikdash? Because we want the Rebbeinu Shalom should build the Beit HaMikdash again. We want it to be as Galus HaShechina again. We want the Rebbeinu Shalom should bring back the Beit HaMikdash. You know who's going to build the Beit HaMikdash? Our Yiddish Batim are going to build the Beit HaMikdash. Our Batim, our houses are the Yisrael of Kedushas HaMikdash. We build the Beit HaMikdash. We, every single day and every single minute, that our Batim are the way they should be. We are building the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash is being built in the present. The Beit HaMikdash is not going to be built. The Beit HaMikdash is being built right now. Let us learn one piece of Svas Emes. To understand this is true. This fact is true that we are building the Beit HaMikdash. Svas Emes asks a very simple question. Shlach Tofer Eish Lamedalit. Kol Deir Shein Nivna B'yomov Kilo Nechra B'yomov. Kosher Lahovin. He asks a very simple question that every Yid should ask. Kol Deir Shein Nivna Beit HaMikdash B'yomov Kilo Nechra B'yomov. Let us make a cheshbon of the deiris. Rav Hai goyin, Rav Shachir goyin, Rav Sadi goyin. A Rambam, a Rashba, a Rambam, a Raivit. Gidei le Yoylom, a Groa, a Baal Shem HaKadosh, a Rav Kiva Ege, a Ktseis HaNesivis. There was no Beit HaMikdash, Kilo Nechrav B'yomov. What does it mean? Kosher Lahoven, Prektes HaSemes. Kosher Lahoven, Shoyahal Beit Deiris, Tzadikei Elyein. Shenema, that we are going to say Shoyroi Lius Nechra B'yameyem. What does it mean? Kodesh Shalei Nivre B'yomov Il Nechra B'yomov. How can we talk about such Gedele Eilom, such a Deya Deiris, that were Gedele Eilom, that the world was a world not like today? And how can we say on them Kile Nechra B'yomov Venir Elefarish? The Behedigus Fasemus, the Beit HaMikdash is not built in a minute. The Beit HaMikdash is not built in a year. The Beit HaMikdash is being constantly built. Kol yimei adoyres mitztaufen umiskansen kol ha'orei shal avedes b'nei Yisrael liyizriyin legula. The Beit HaMikdash needs to be built with 2,000 years of Golus. Every day of Golus, of every single avedah of a Yid, it gives another build a part of it, the Beit HaMikdash. But we'll have enough avedah the way it should be, then the Beit HaMikdash will be finished. Ki ha'yalo al adas Shem Dura Gula Yir Kolka Ruyim Bishusam Belvadla Gula. Can you imagine that Sasemis, he said it now in his days? How do we say it nowadays? Do you imagine that our Dura is the Dura? We are going to bring Mashiach. We are the ones who are going to bring down the Beit HaMikdash. We are the ones that are going to have the schus to bring down the Beit HaMikdash. Rav Kivege, the Ktseis, the Nesivis, the Baal Shem, the Goyin, they weren't able to bring down the Beit HaMikdash. And us, Shvach Yidalech, with all the Chisreinis, with all the Sinus Chinam, with all the Chisar and Kedusha, with all the Bitl Teira, with all the Lashon Hara, with all the Rechilis, with the internet, with all the schmutz that there is in the street, we are going to bring down the Beit HaMikdash. Can we imagine that? Can we read the Chayim such a thing? It
can't be, Dr. Sosemis. It's impossible. Hayalala dar shedera gula yekol kagriyim b'schusam b'lvad la gula. Akshes chus kol der v'der oizer. Every day helps. Or maybe ma'at b'nyim b'samikdash. Every day builds a little bit, not a little bit, not a little bit. Every day, Rabbinian Nimshach, kol yimei agolus, kemaymer, like we say every day, b'ine Yerushalayim. You say, Baruch Ato Hashem, b'ine Yerushalayim, loshen hoive. Why do you say loshen hoive? Why don't you say, yivne Yerushalayim? Zeh shekosev shekol der sheinem esayah lebin yomay. Der sheleim nivne b'yomov doesn't mean it gets finished b'yomov. A door that doesn't help for its binyan, a door that doesn't have a siyua to its binyan, that's a door she'ene nivne b'yomov, she'en yomov b'chlal ha-binyan kenal, chol odom b'trat. Every single yid has to know she'tzorech leida she'kol ma'isov him siyua le'binyan b'samikdash. Ufi ma she'mekavlam aleyem leinu ol malchus shamayim misayin le'binyonai. We have to be building the b'samikdash, we are builders. We are part of the building crew of the Beis HaMikdash. Every single Yid. Every single Yid does something. Every single Yid does something. And let us know that if so many years went by and the Beis HaMikdash has not yet been built, there's very, very, very little left for us to build. There's very little left for us to build. Malav Drush tell us, Shprach, I can be right to say such Shprach. They only have to shine certain parts of the Beis HaMikdash. It's built. We only have to do the finishing touches on the Beis HaMikdash. We can do that. With our Maisim Tovim, we can make the finishing touches. Let's turn over and see a Shtikol Zerakedesh. The Heilige Rav Shetzerov. I'm not going to learn the whole piece. It says, Mamish this Yisayid. But more than this Yisayid. A little bit more. Let us bring out what the Rav Shetzerov is going to tell us. We have a different problem. Not only don't we build the Beis HaMikdash, we have a problem that we could be in machrev the Beis HaMikdash. Every time there's a little bit of machlekes between two Yidin. You know what happens every time there's a little bit of machlekes, a little bit of sinas chinam. Just like sinas chinam was machrev the Beis HaMikdash when there was chob mamikdash some 2,000 years ago, so too, you know what happens? Every time the sinas chinam, a brick falls off of the Beis HaMikdash, and we need a new brick to come up there. We need more mitzvahs to come up there. We're throwing down pieces of the Beis HaMikdash. We could be machrev pieces of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Not only are we not building Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, we could have a chelik rachmon al-tzlon in chum Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Let us see what the Heilige Beis HaKadosh tells us. The HaKadosh tells us, Ki sivne ba'is chodosh v'sisa maka l'gagecho api ma'ashe pirish uvnei oisa v'kore b'yameinu binyan oylom sheboine yishalayim Hashem. That the HaKadosh, a beautiful touch. Uvnei oisa v'koreiv. With what should you build it, Bekorev? Be Yomeinu, with our days we are building the Beis HaMikdash. Our days are the building blocks for the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we build it, Bema Beino Isa. With what does the Rebbeinu Shalom build the Beis HaMikdash? Be Yomeinu, Al Yidei Ayomim Shalonu, Shebechol Yom. Every single day, not with yesterday's day, and not with tomorrow's day, with today's day, Ksha'odom Oyvid Oysayayim, Hakoy Lefim Ma'asov. According to his Ma'asim, nobody expects you to do different than what you have to do. According to your Ma'asim, according to your Darga, Boine Es Yushalayim Ubeis HaMikdash. Yes, Boine Biyim Echad Shura Shleima. That can't be Dr. Heilige Rav Shetzerov. That can't be that a person builds one day a whole row of bricks. The Yesh Miniach L'Moshel Levena Achas. Sometimes only a person with one brick. Kein Bina Odom Yisrael She'ivet Hashem B'chol Yoyim Ad She'ir Nivle V'Shleimus B'mheira B'yameim. Chein Shamati. The Zer HaKadosh is telling us something that he heard. Me'arav HaKadosh Merein Rabba L'Melech Zatzal. But he heard from the Heilige Rebbe Rabba L'Melech. Kishe'isa. When he made Aliyas Neshama. Rebbe HaMelech made Aliyas Neshama to Shamayim. God is Neshamay Sebichel. Because the Heilige Rav Shetzerov said he heard it from the Rebbe Rabbein Lemelech. That the Rebbe Lemelech made Aliyas Neshama and Shamayim. And God, and he saw with his own eyes, Shem Nusin es Kliya Beis HaMikdash. Omru Loi, Shem Oysim HaKelem, Shoytzi Hu Ma'agolus. They told him, these are the Kelem, that you are Maisim, you carried them into the Beis HaMikdash. Upama Echad Oma, Shenofla Bayis Tuma Echad Betzura Gedoyle Miyoyit. They fall down, a Bayis Tuma fell down in it. Terrible, fell down, a big tumor fell down. Choyim oylem alfei alofim balem alochis banom livnei zachoyma. Aber yesh li shem etei. Shekshav marein Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Milanzer in the heilige Lubline. The choyz of Lubline is paul tefillas shmene esrim mitvelas mincha mapul kol mashe boinim. He throws down everything that the goyim build, the opposite binyan. Va'avanti dvarav akdeishim. Shemapul ze.
What do we see from this? We have to build the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash is going to come down from Shemayim, Boni, Mishuchlo. Tosis tells us in Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, it's going to come down a Bayis Shaleish, Be'esh Yitzato, U'Be'esh Ata'osid Levenoisa. With which Eish is Ata'osid Levenoisa? Of course it's going to come down a Bayis Shaleish. But who is providing that Eish? Who is providing that Binyan?
We have to provide that Binyan. We have to buy it, provide it. Biyomeinu, we have to build the Beis Hamikdash.
So where do we build the Beis Hamikdash with? We have to make a tikkun in Kaf Yerech Yaakov. You have to make a tikkun in what builds the Beis Hamikdash. We just said, you know what builds the Beis Hamikdash? Our batim build the Beis Hamikdash. Our houses build the Beis Hamikdash. If a person would realize that, how much different would his life be? How much higher would his life be? How much more kedusha would he bring into his house? How much more niskadish would the Yiddish house be if we would realize that the kedusha that I am bringing into my house, with that kedusha I am building the Bayis HaShlishi. That is the seed for Bayis HaShlishi. But let us understand Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov a little bit deeper, and let us look at another piece of Sasemes and learn the Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov with a posik in this week's Sedra Dvorim Neirom Admiyot. Said in this week's Sedra, Ayoim Hashem Elai Leimer Rav Lachem Tzivis El Hor Azeh Pnu Lachem Tzvayna. You have to go away from HaSinai and Pnu Lachem Tzvayna. It says you're going through Gvul Achechem Bnei Esau. Out is Gorubom, don't shepherd them with Esau. Ki loy eten lochem me artzom, I will not give you from their land. Ad midrach kafrogel, portion of the Taj is ad midrach kafrogel means I will not even give you a right to put down a foot in them. Ki Yerusha le Esau nasati is har Esau. So what does it say, portion of Taj and portion? Ad midrach kafrogel, until there will be the time when you will not even put a foot into their land. Rashi tells us Medrash Agada, Ad sheyove yoyim drishes kafregel ahar azeisim, shenema v'omdu raglo v'ahar azeisim. So that means Ad, until when? Midrach kafregel. We're going to see a third pshat in the Heilig Shtikl Sasemes, Dvarim Shnastof Reish Nun, and we will try to understand a little bit more what is our Aveda. What does it mean that's coming Tisha B'Av? What do we have to do Tisha B'Av? Let us be Magdim. What is the Gida Noshe? What is the Gida Noshe? In Zohar HaKadosh it says, Gida Noshe is from Loshen, the Menashe lepulchayin uvdo demorei. It makes people forget their Aveda. Makes people get caught up into the rush of life and not remember what their Aveda is. The person is here on the world for an Aveda. Gida Noshe makes us forget our Aveda. Let us learn this piece of Sasemes and let us try to understand what our Aved is. The Pasik Rav Lachem Tzayi Pnu Lachem Tzmeino Ubemedrish Hitzpinu Atz Tzmeichem. Hide yourself. He called Man Shezera Esau V'amolek Be'olam Eino Yochot Litzgalis Kedush Shema Yizbaruch V'Hesya. Why do we have to ask for Tikkun HaSholem? Why do we need Beis HaMikdash? Do you know why a Yid asks for Beis HaMikdash? Because called Man the Goyim have Koyach. Koldman, there's an Esav on the world. Koldman, there's an Edom on the world. Koldman, Bnei Esav exists. There can't be a Galus HaKedusha. And we want a Galus HaKedusha because that's the Tachlis of the Bria. So we have to bring a Galus HaKedusha. Kama Sha'omru Chazal, Shenishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Shvua She'en Shmoy Sholem Ad She'im Chezere Shalamolek. Olachain, Tzorech HaKoyl, Liyos HaKoyl, Behelem, Behester, Ad midrach kafragel. So we have a new touch. Tnu lechem tzefayna. Now you have to be hidden. Kedusha can't be begolui. Kedusha has to be in the oifen of tzefayn. Hidden kedusha. There can't be this galus of kedusha. Why? Because there's Esav in this world. Till there'll come the time of the tikkun hasholem. Kishiyeh tikkun hasholem.
Esav exists, that's Esav Kaladeiros. Esav exists, and Yishmael exists. Two koiches are rather on the Bria, Esav and Yishmael. Many will ask, who is Esav? Who is Yishmael? Who is Esav and who is Yishmael? The Heilige Goyim tells us Adova Nifna. In Pasuk in Tehillim it says, Somu Yerushalayim Le'iyim. Iyim is spelled Ayin Yud Yud Mem. So the Heilige Goyim, Iyim is Rosh Tevis. Esav, Yeshu, Yishmol, Mahmud. So since the Goyim, you know who Esav is? The Christian world is Esav. You know who Yishmol is? Those who believe in Muhammad are Yishmael. Yishmael and Esav today aren't nations, descendants of Esav and Yishmael directly. There are two religions on this world, the two koiches atoma that are on this world, Christianity and Muslims. That's Iyim. Esav, Yeshu, Yishmael, Mahmud. Anoyer de kigilui from Heiligen Goyin. The Goyin is Megala more than that. The Gemara says the Masechet is Megillah. Yosed tkua li Yisrael. In Golos there's a Yosed. A Yosed is a big nail that you put down when you put a tent. And you want to plant the tent, you take a big Yosed. Yosed is like a big, a truck in Yiddish, I don't know what it's called in English. A stake is probably the right word. Yosed tkua li Yisrael. In Klal Yisrael, Kaviochol, they're standing a Yosed that's sticking them in the back. Who is the Yosed? Dr. Mendel Shklova Vishem de Goyin. Yosef is the Gematria 414. If you'll take the name of Yeshu, 316, and Mahmud, Mem Ches, Mem Vov Dalit, they have the Gematria 414 together. They are the Yosef Tkuali Israel. These two are the Yosef Tkuali Israel. That's the existence of Esav today, and Esav will exist until Mashiach will come. There will be the Koyach HaTomah of Esav and the Koyach HaTomah of Yishmael. Those are the two Koyach HaTomah. Ki Esav hoylech, HaKoyach Shalei hoylech, Atzif Kaladeiris, Kima Shomer Chadal, Shanikri Chazil. Chadal tell us in the four Chayis Temeyos that have a Simen Tomah, Akenege the Arba Malchiyas, She'osid Lahachzi HaMalucha LeMelech Malchi HaMalachim. That's why it's called Chazil. He will give back the Malucha. The Iker HaKoyach Shalei, who besayt. Iki koyach of Esav is in the end. Ki the Esav yodoy uchedes bakev Esav. Maybe we could realize why our day is such a hard day. You know why our day is such a hard day? Because we are at the end. We are at the end. We are all the way at the end. And the yodoy uchedes bakev Esav. The iki koyches of Esav is bakev. The iki koyach of Esav is in the ekev. That's where the iki koyches. At the end is iki koyches. And the Ikir Koyach is now. The Heilige Goyin tells us something. It's a fright to say over such a Goyin. It's a pachad niflah to say over. The Goyin tells us that the Koyach HaTuma of the Etzahara before Mashiach will come will be so strong that even people who learn Torah, even people who learn Torah, there is an avtocha, the Torah can be megan on the Etzahara, but the Etzahara that will be before Mashiach will come will be so strong nobody will be able to withstand in Sierra Sayyidza. So strong will be the Yetzirah. Of course there are ways to withstand. But the Goyim is trying to impress on us what's going to be in Sifkol Adiris. There's going to be a terrible Koyach of the Yetzirah. That's what it says in Yetzirah Samus. The Yodah Yechedes Ikra HaKoyach Shalei B'Seif. The Zehoya Al-Malchoma Im Asar. That was the Malchoma with Sarah Shalei Sof. Vayiga Bekaf Yereichoy. Shu Mokoyim Am Yuchad L'Koyachoy Shalei Sof. Kaf Yerechoy, that's the Mokhem HaMiyuchad with Esav and the Koyach. Ki the Isa B'Zoya HaKodesh, like we spoke before, Oichol B'Tisha B'Av, Ki Lo Ochal Yidano She'ayin Shom. V'haynu? That means, She'esh Le'ben Nefesh Mokhem HaMiyuchad, He has in the Nefesh Mokhem HaMiyuchad, K'moykem B'Zman, or K'moykem B'Mokhem. Harazeh Shal Seir, everything is in Oshon, Oilom Shona Nefesh. In all three places of Esav has a place. In the Gufa Odom, he has a place on the Kef Yerech Yaakov. In Zman, he has a place Tisha B'Av. And he has a Mokim of the world, Har Esav. Ukshnei Yisroel Yisaknu Pchines Abris Kedesh. Suddenly, the Sosemes is telling us, Amuri Diki Gilui. Where is this Vateka Kef Yerech Yaakov? Where is the Gidanoshe? The Gidanoshe in the Behema
everybody knows where the Gidanosha is. But the Vatiga Kaf Yerech Yaakov wasn't in a behema. The Vatiga Kaf Yerech Yaakov was in a person. Where is the Gidanosha in a person? Those who know exactly the anatomy of a person know that the Gidanosha of a person is connected to the Eber of Bris Mila. It's connected directly to the Eber of Bris Mila, which means that the Ikku Koyach of Esav Rosha and the Ikku Koyach, which we want to be Metama, he wanted to be Metama, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. That's what he wanted to be Metama. The Ikku Koyach of Chur Mamikdosh is the Churm of Kedushas Klal Yisrael that we spoke before. And Vatiga Bekaf Yerech Yaakov, that's touching the Koyach of Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. וכשבני בני ישראל יסקנו בחינס הבריס קדש כרואי עוז הוא מדרך כף רגל חפלו דקנו תאיץ' תתקה כף ירח יעקב. And that calf will be in where it should be. That's when we were able to go back and we'll be able to overcome Esav. Ad midrach kaf rogel. Until the calf of the regal will be able to walk back the way it should be. It won't be anymore klal Yisrael tzeilei al yireichoi. The calf will be firm again. Then the Rebbeinu will help. That's when we were able to have the Gula. Then it will be the year Beis Esav Lekash. Then Beis Esav will be back to Kash. L'chein tzrichen ato lizkers in osay shal Esav Erosha. They have to be synim to Esav. Shuhoya maschel Esav Amolek. Shuhoya maschel arve bez ben Yisrael hua achrein. Kedachsiv reishit goyim Amolek v'achrisay adei evit. V'ato tolui hakoil b'tikon abris. Everything is totally in that the Indian that we have to be misaken, the Indian of Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. So the Heilig is Hashemes, Muir the Kedaburim. Ksiv, we're going to learn the Eicha, we're going to read Eicha, and Eicha we tell the Rebbeinu Shalom, Schoed Hashem, remember the Rebbeinu Shalom, Mehoi Olonu, what happened to us. Frek the Heilig is Hashemes, Ein HaKavon HaMash Ir Olon HaPironius, Pironius, that's Mehoi Olonu. That's today, it exists today, Piranius. Today in Golis it exists, Piranius. Maybe some of us want to forget that we are in Golis. Maybe some of us want to forget we are in Golis. In Barapak we were reminded with the nice houses, with everything. We were reminded very nicely last night, Rachmana Litzlan, that we are in Golis when a 4-year-old child was kidnapped off the street. We are in Golis. We are in a terrible Golis. Maybe we forget we are in Golis. But we are a terrible Golus. It's not Mehoi Olonu. It's today the Golus. The Peronius exists today. We're a terrible Golus today. Day in and day out we suffer Golus. Maybe 60 years ago it was a concentration camp. Maybe 60 years ago it was Rachmana Litzlan, the death of people. Today is the death of the Ruchnius of people. It's also a terrible Golus. How many children do we lose day in and day out to the Golus? How many children do we lose day in and day out to the Golus and they become what happens to them, Rahman al-Islam? How much do we lose to the Golus? Of our Ruchnis do we lose to the Golus? Maybe 70, 80 years ago they didn't lose their Ruchnis to the Golus. But today we lose so much to the Golus. There's so much Peronis today, Rahman al-Islam, so much Machlis, so much Chilim today. It's a terrible Peronis. What do you mean, Schair Hashem Mehoi Olanu? It's today, the present. Hakapirish, you know what we're telling the Rebbeinu Shalom? None of us can imagine what it means of Beis Hamikdash. None of us, Dr. Eilig Estefemis, have an asoga what the Beis Hamikdash was. We can't in our wildest dreams be Masi Kedushas Hamikdash. We are so far from Kedushas Hamikdash, we can't even cry in Kedushas Hamikdash, because we don't even know what it's all about. We don't even know what happened when we walked into Beis HaMikdash. Do you know that when a person walked into Beis HaMikdash, what happened to Beis HaMikdash? The Eilig HaSasamis tells us a myridik a myridik a taina. When the Eid walked into the Beis HaMikdash, Dr. HaSasamis says, the Gemara tells us in the Sechtis Yuma, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was planted fruit trees from gold, from silver. And they gave out pears. So what happened to Beis HaMikdash? A doimim. A solid piece of gold became a piece of life. Can you imagine what happened to a Yid when he walked into the Beis HaMikdash of the Sassanas? If a piece of gold became life and gave out payers, how much life and how much chiyus entered in the Shama of a Yid when he walked into the Beis HaMikdash? We can't imagine that. We don't even know what it means. Beyond our comprehension to realize and to understand what the Beis HaMikdash was.
Do we realize what it means coming into the Beis HaMikdash and bringing a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash? The Leviim stood there, started to sing Shira, and they took Shira and melted our hearts and made us do tshuva. Do you know what it means having a Beis HaMikdash and walking into the Beis HaMikdash with a carbon chatos? Because by mistake I didn't have a veil of Chil Shabbos b'sheigig. I walk into the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohen asks me, Abid, why are you bringing a Seira to the Beis HaMikdash? What is this Seira? What is this Chatas? What did you do wrong? What did you do wrong? And I have to tell him, yeah, I was Makhiv. I have to bring a Chatas. I was Oiver Naveira Chamura. I was Oiver Naveira Krisus. I was Oiver Naveira of Arayas B'Shegik. I was Oiver Naveira of Chil Shabbos B'Shegik. I ate Chela B'Shegik. Kohen, oh, you ate chela b'shegig? How do you do such an aveira? How do you come to do such an aveira? You have to do tshuva. And suddenly the Levim started to play music. They started to melt his heart and started to cry with prius. And he made smich on the carbon. That was the Beis HaMikdash. And we can't even imagine that. Can you imagine the kedusha that there was in the Beis HaMikdash? Dr. Sassam, as we tell the Rebbeinu Shleilam, we don't remember. But you, Rebbeinu Shleilam, you remember what the Beis HaMikdash was. The Chayat Hashem, remember Rebbeinu Shleilam Mehoyelon, what we had? If so, you know what we lost. So you know what we have what to cry about. We don't know what we're crying about. But the Rebbeinu Shleilam knows what there is to cry about. Le'ir de kideburim, hafle de kiburim, and she'enot rakapirish, she'enonu mavin makirim v'yoydem ma'azbalnu begolus. We don't know what we lost in Golus. Aval Hashem Yisbarach Hashem, who zeichel, kama ma'ilus ha'yelonu. We fell from all the way there to all the way down. So we're telling the Rebbeinu Shleilam, remember Rebbeinu Shleilam, you know what happened to us. But the Heiliges HaSemes, they're not only talking about the Beis HaMikdash. They're not only talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Zecher Hashem Mehoyalonu. The Yud from Hashem is a Yud. The Mem from Meh is a Mem. Hoyo is a Hey. And Lamed is Lonu. Zashatevis Mila, Dr. Heiliges HaSemes, we lost so much in Golus. The Bris Mila doesn't have the Kedusha that it had when there was a Beis HaMikdash. When there was a Mikdash, a Yid had so much Kedusha from the Bris Mila, a Yid was a Skadish with a Muridiki Kedusha. Zecher Hashem Mehoyelonu, what happened to us in Golus. Zecher Hashem Zashatevis Mehoyelonu with Mila, he ordered Bris Kedish, Ashoye Meir Bonu. And a Muyudika Ara, when a weed walked into the Beis HaMikdash, what does it say in the Torah? Heroic called Schurcha. Why did the Torah Akadosh say the Lashon called Schurcha? That's the last time we set out a bris and we heard the Rachamams that one says after a bris. We're too much in a rush in our lives, we don't even hear the Rachamams. But when we make our own bris, hopefully we sit out the bris and we hear the Rachamams. What do we say about the Rachamams? We yiske the Kabbal Pnei Ashkin Shalish Pamim Bashana. What does this have to do with the Rachman? Where is this coming to the Rachman? Who is killed the Kabbal from the Eshchen and Shalosh Pamim Bashana? Because the only way Yid was able to be Mekabal Shechen and the Beis HaMikdash was only because he was Gemalit. Yerah called Schurcha, it says in the Torah Gedoisha. That's what it says in the Torah Gedoisha. The Azeh Ktiv, Yerah called Schurcha, Gebal Pamim Bashana. Ve'ata, we tell the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Habita Ure'eyet Cherpa Seinu. Look at our Cherpa. You know what cherpa means? We remember it says in the Chumash, ki cherpa hi lonu. Shem was a cherpa because he wasn't gemalit. Ba'ata yabita re'ez cherpa seinu, kavi ochol, erla shalta, the erla shalit, v'chafya ibris, even though we're gemalit, but it's not the way it should be. There's an erla that's covering it. Hagam ki kolish Yisrael hu nimol. Aval ha'oiz tzorech liyoiz meyer uba. The ice of Bris Mila has to be lightened, has to give out a Meridika oil. And then it'll be Vahoya Bes Yosef Lahava. You know when Bes Yosef will be Lakash? When Bes Yosef and the Koyach of Yosef Atzadik, the Koyach of the Kedusha of Yosef will be Lahava, will be a flame, Lisroif Kol Havle Yolam Azeh. The Ato Kasha Shal Esav Goyve, O Mechaba Ha'oras of Bris Kedish. Now the Kasha of Esav is Goyve, and it covers the Bris Kedish. Hashem is Bachi Galenu b'Mehera mitachas Yodoi v'Hoyis Hashem l'Mulucha. So now we see what it means. Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Now we see what it means that we have to be misgaba on the Yerech Yaakov. We have to be misgaba. We have to be misgaba at the bottom, the bias, the kedusha of Klal Yisrael, which is the Yisrael of kedusha Hamikdash.
Golus, the side of Kedusha gets lost. Kolshken with Kolshken, our generation, when we are attacked with such Kedusha in the streets, we're attacked with such anti-Kedusha in the streets, that's because the Yetzer doesn't want the Beis HaMikdash. The Yetzer doesn't want the Beis HaMikdash to be built. And he knows the biggest koyach he has that the Beis HaMikdash shouldn't be built is that our eyes shouldn't be the way it should be. Hayid is mispal every single day. My eyes, which see so much wrong, should be able to be zeicha b'shufchalatiyim berachmem. I need the rachmem for those eyes. If you learn the berachmem, has to go back on the eyes. Sechzenu einenu b'shufchalatiyim berachmem. The Ebi should give rachmem to those eyes, that those eyes should be able to see the chazara b'shufchalatiyim berachmem. Because the only way that Mashiach will come is we elevate ourselves. We elevate ourselves in our Kedusha. We elevate ourselves in our Shemira of Kedusha. We elevate our lives. The 9 days, we don't remember what the Beis HaMikdash was. We don't remember what there was. But we know that we could be better. We know that life could be a lot better. We know that Ruchnis could be a lot better. We ask from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should build back the Beis HaMikdash. Who's in Tali? It's totally in us. In us, in these 9 days, we have to elevate ourselves. Elevate the Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Elevate the Kedushas Habayis. Elevate the Kaf. Elevate what Yankev Avinu's Kedusha. The Kedusha that Yankev Avinu left for us through Yosef HaTzadik, Boye Beis Yaakov Eish, or Beis Yosef Lahova, and then it'll be Beis Esav Lakash. It'll be Zeriche B'Korav B'Yemenu to be a Tzadoyel Tzedek through our Aveda, through our Kedusha. The day of Tisha B'Av is the day when Ezer Rosha touched the Kedusha of Kol Yisrael. He touched it. Take a Kaf Yerech Yaakov. It's our Aveda on Tisha B'Av. It's crying. With Pchia. It says in Heligich Sam Sefer, there's no other soap in the world. There's no other soap in the world to wash out eyes except for tears. Tears! Because it says in Heligich Sam Sefer in the Rosh is Heligimel. Tears! Are the soap that have in it the chemicals, the ruchnistiki chemicals, to wash out Eriya Asura from our eyes. Could be that that's why we cry in Tisha B'Av. We cry in Tisha B'Av that we sechzenu einenu, that our eyes should be able to be seen, to be as good tzedek, b'meira b'yameinu, because we have been given to tire our eyes with our crying. We'll purify our eyes with our crying. And we'll purify our eyes and we'll makabal ourselves to watch them further. Watch the greatest matana HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us eyes. Amir dika matana. Eyes to see good. Eyes to be able to see good. Said in Heilegich Sam Sefer, in Parashat Ba'alo Yitzchak, why does one close his eyes when he says Kriya Shema? You know why? Because the open eyes can't see Malchus Shemayim. The only way you can be Mekal Malchus Shemayim is you close your eyes to the whole world. Forget looking at Ruchnis. The Kaviyachal, a blind person. Nothing do you see anymore. No gashmis. The whole gashmis is blind. Then you can be mekabel olam shamayim. Kachasheicha ta'ira. As dark as our eyes will be, that's how light our eyes will be in ruchnis. May the Rebbeinu Shalom help us that in these 9 days we should be able to elevate ourselves to where we have to elevate ourselves. To do the avodah of the 9 days, to get rid of the Esav, to get rid of the Bateika Kaf Yerech Yaakov. To elevate ourselves, to be makabal on ourselves, to try our best. A Kabbalah, the Rebbeinu wants rotzen. The Rebbeinu wants, we should want to be good. We should want to change ourselves. We should want to be better. We should want to live a more elevated life. Not degrade ourselves to the life of the world that's outside. To elevate ourselves to a higher life. And the Rebbeinu will elevate us. To the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, Ben Hayyavi, Amen.